Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Matt Leon here with a college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Today we focus on the Quakers of the University of Pennsylvania. Penn endured a frustrating 2024 campaign, finishing 4-6 overall, 2-5 in Ivy League action. Five of the six losses last season for Penn came by 7 points or fewer. Had the chance to sit down with Penn head coach Ray Priori to talk about how camp is going for his squad and also get a feel for what the 2025 Quakers will bring to the table.
All right, Coach, as we're talking here, you guys are a little behind everybody else because the Ivy League starts later, but from what you have seen so far in camp, what are your thoughts?
Excited. Kids came back in shape, ready for action, with a vision and a mindset that we're hopefully will trickle into the field. And obviously, as you said, it's we start a little bit later, but it's great to watch college football and get back into the mode this fall.
Talk to me a little bit about the mindset. You guys have had a couple of frustrating years. We were talking off the air, just a couple plays here, a couple plays there. It's frustrating from a outside standpoint. I can only imagine how frustrating it is for you. But what's the mindset coming into this year?
Yeah, it devil's in the detail, okay? I think it comes down to some simple things, and it's our players doing their jobs and trusting and have that execution. I think it has a lot to do with our communication and what we're doing, how we're teaching. And I really believe what we've done since January through the offseason, spring ball, and now in camp, we'll see the fruits of that labor and that thought process and our attention to that detail that's needed to close it out. The Ivy League is as close as it's ever been. I mean, week in and week out, there are no games anymore. That's been in the far past where you can, okay, that's a gimme, and you can play backups, this and that. Week in and week out, it's a battle.
Offensively, last year, Liam O'Brien came in halfway through, played phenomenal back half of the season. You've got him back from the start. What is he going to bring to the table here his first full year as a starter?
Yeah, Liam's one of our captains, one of our four captains. He has tremendous leadership, both on and off the field. Hardest worker on our football team. With that and the group of seniors that we have on offense, I think collectively those guys will be ready to play. But his focus, his determination, his understanding of what we need to do, and also as an offensive staff, putting together the things that he's capable of doing and excelling at a high level.
Pass quarterback, what are some other strengths offensively at this point?
Well, I think very rarely do you have all five offensive linemen coming back, starters from last year, which is real, real good. We lost Malachi Hosey, obviously the transfer portal, but the group of the guys have done a real, real good. Julian Stokes and Pupulis, Dante West, those guys have really done a nice job filling that back in. And I think you then look at the strength is in the wide receiver core. Jared Richardson, B.C. Owens, to name a couple of those guys that have done a real good job. Alex Haight, and there's a group of others that are really there who really added a great depth to that. So we're really excited to get those guys on the field and spread the ball out like we did the second half of last year.
Specifically with the offensive line, when you have an entire starting group back, how much does that accelerate what you can do offensively through a camp? Because it's just, it all starts there, and to have that group with all that football behind them.
No doubt about that. You still got to go back to step one. It's like building a house. You need that foundation. Those guys got to get back in sync of what they need to do. But it's great from a communication standpoint. The reps that it takes to get them sharper is a little bit better. And obviously, year in and year out, you're tweaking things a little bit of what you're doing offensively. So there is definitely some new things. But the progression of growth, you want to see that. I think our snaps have been right on last year that we had some issues with those things. So in sync of where we need to be, and that group is important to have.
Other side of the football, where do you see the strength defensively?
Yeah, I think it's really in our linebacker core. Okay, I think that our linebackers, both John Lista and Kadarius Mason, are the two guys who really have done a real good job. On the outside, Paul Jennings comes back for a fifth year, Woody Jenke on the inside. So I think those core guys that are both, you know, bracketing the football and playing inside outside there, in the DBs are good. Our DBs all played last year. Okay, so they're all young, so the back is all juniors coming back, so we're excited to see what they can bring to the table. But as it, we'll have to play as a group this year. We have some key loss, some key players, but I think Coach Benson's got the group ready to go.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, and have you started to get the answer you wanted?
Yeah, well, again, I think the number one was, you know, with losing Malachi, you lost a lot of offense, Ivy League Offensive Player of the Year and all those other things. Could we, with our current players, can we sort of match what that is? And I think moving some players around with some of the guys, as I mentioned earlier, their names are coming to fruition here. I think it's going to be by committee a little bit. Different guys have roles, but I think we can match what it was. So that was number one. Second is, you know, you want to be in camp, you want to come through it healthy, okay? And we've been able to do that relatively good at this point in time. And just really keep our focus and our concentration on the day at hand, okay? And just take it one day as we go through the middle of camp here as we onslaught for our first game.
Special teams, how are you looking there?
Yeah, special teams are unique because, again, you bring back, you know, Julian Stokes, who was on punt returner in the league and kickoff returner, and he is a weapon, very, very dangerous. We graduate Albert Jang, who was a first-team all-league punter, and I think we're the number one punt team in the nation. So finding out who's going to take over that's been a good competition in camp right now. And Sammy Smith, who's our place kicker, returns. So we got a lot of guys there, and let's not forget about the most important person, which is the long snapper. Zach Darsh is returning as a junior now. So we have some of the core pieces there. Punter will be important. I think the return game, I think it's onus with Juice back there. He'll do a good job.
And I think I ask you, we talk about this every year because we mentioned you guys start later, the opener September 20th. So almost a month of college football is going to be on TV and all. How do you kind of keep the guys hungry but not like, or maybe you want them kind of clawing to get out there when everybody else is playing and they've got to wait those couple extra weeks?
Yeah, I think it's players and coaches alike. I think we're all the same with that. What I ask them to do is come back into our meetings every day after the games are played on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and let's learn from those games. What did you see? What was the good play, bad play? What happened when that guy celebrated and got that 15-yard penalty? How did that impact their team? So our guys are, you know, again, there's many ways to learn. You learn by watching and seeing the other things that happen. I think that's one of the really, really good thing that we can see. Now, and the flip side of it is it's real, real tough because you're frustrated you're not out there, and we'll play our early opponents. We'll have three or four contests under their belt, and we're going the first time. So we got to eliminate our mistakes early in that process. But, it's a little crazy. Makes it a little great, but our kids, we'll compete on the field and practice and get ourselves there. It is what it is. The nice part about it now is at the end of the season, as we all know, the Ivy League finally able to get into the FCS playoff system, which is great, but first at hand, got to worry about, you know, game one, getting through the season, and obviously be successful within league.
And that will do it for this college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Penn head coach Ray Priori for taking the time to talk. Now, the Ivy League always kicks off its season later than everyone else, so Penn won't get started until Saturday, September 20th, on the road, a game at Stonehill College in Easton, Massachusetts. That will be a 1 p.m. kickoff. My name is Matt Leon. Hope you enjoyed these college football previews. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.